married man. Is that it? No. She spends on him. She dated a married man and she spends money on him. Do you believe it? So my wife said, you're beautiful. You deserve better than that. She said, where is better? You sound like my mom. She always say that, but where is better? I can't find better. I can't find better than that. You understand the problem here? That she is so cheap. Girls make themselves cheap by making themselves available. This is when they become cheap. If this girl, I imagine, if this girl with her beauty is Egyptian, you would have like 10, 20 people proposing. And then she would pick, this guy, no. This guy, no, I don't like him. Oh, this guy, maybe. This guy, okay, let's explore that. Oh, that guy is definitely no. Oh, this guy is not happening. You get the luxury, she gets the luxury of choosing. Why? Because that there's no romance for free. Okay?
By the way, I think my Baba told me that in Egypt, back when his mom and grandfather, she was young, how it worked is that if there were people who wanted to propose to you, they'd go to you and your parents and say, hey, I would like to marry your daughter, is that okay? And then basically the parents would just have him come over for the evening, you know, have a family dinner where they'd get to know each other better. And then there would be days where just his grandmother, Teta, would talk to her suitors, not alone, of course, but just get to know him better. And if she decides that she likes him, then she tells her parents, okay, I would like to marry this man, and then the marriage is arranged. Or if not, she just declined him.
My wife, because she's very beautiful, she is way above the average in Egypt, way above the average in Egypt. She got several people proposing, and she chose me. Okay? When you see my wife, you will know what I'm talking about. So, yes, go ahead.
How long does it usually take for someone to, like, first be, like, asked to get married and then actually get engaged?
Okay, in my case, it took us 3 weeks, for 8 weeks, to know each other first. Then we started the engagement. We stayed engaged for 1 year. And then we wrote the contract of marriage. And then we stayed like that. Writing contract of marriage, it does not mean like consummating the marriage. No, it means that like officially you become husband and wife.
Yes, so like,
but not yet. She stays in her family's home. So we stayed like that for 1 year. Then at the end of this 1 year, we got married. She moved into my house. It's called consummating marriage. Consummating marriage. Okay, so whatever it is, she moved into my house. But what I'm trying to say is that the point I'm making here is women there are very precious. People buy the gold and pay dowry and buy homes and furnish homes. And girls just come with their, just like, come without any clothes, without anything from her husband, from his father, her father's house. She leaves behind all of these things. And she just walks in, and everything is purchased to her by her husband. See how precious women are? Very precious. Why? Because no romance for free. There is no way somebody can date this girl and get romance. That's not possible. That's not happening. Okay? Now, another issue that here that we need to deal with is that to show you also that we are very civilized in this area. As the, or let's not say that because we don't date, but let's talk about how uncivilized the West in this area. You know dating, right? And you know, 40% of people who go on new dates, for the first time they go to bed. So it means that they do the romance, haram romance, or engage in a relationship that brings children from the first date. You know what a first date is? It means like they did not know each other and they just know each other for like an hour or 2 hours. And then
After that, they go to bed together. From the first date. You understand how terrible is that? When they are completely strangers. And we do that. 40%. 40%. The other 60%, they do that after the first date. Maybe third, fourth date or something. Okay? So that's another thing that you look at to judge the civilization. Okay. The fourth criteria would be the sources of... So the third criteria would be that...
Sources
it was
sources for the new generation came. Where do babies come from?
Right. Four sources of law. Where did the law come from? A civilized society means Allah is bringing the laws. Because in a civilized society, Allah writes laws that's good for everybody. Allah is not biased. How about capitalism? Capitalism, they write laws that favors who? The rich, the ones who own the capital, okay? So if part of the society is writing laws and the other part of the society are slaves of these laws, we are slaves of laws, right?
Yeah.
If you try to break a law, you get in trouble, right? So we are slaves of these laws. But the question is, who made these laws? These laws are made by men, by humans, by, I'm sorry, by, it's man-made law. It's not divine law. So who has the right in Islam? Who has the right to legislate laws? Who? Allah or humans?
Allah.
Right? So part of being God is to send Sharia or send laws. Right? This is part of being God. Okay? So the small minority of the society, the five laws, are like being part of or taking away part of the God. Are you done? What were we talking about? Exactly. So part of the job of being God is to send laws. But if the society rejects these laws and accepts man-made laws, which are made by people like you and me, not like me and you and me, we are nobodies, by people who are rich. Okay? And people who have power, rich and power, they make laws. So these are like small gods doing part of the job of God. So if one part of the society, okay, is making laws that we are slaves of, and the other part of the society are slaves of these laws, then this is a sign of an uncivilization, sign of no civilization. But if the society accepts the laws of God, Ten Commandments and other laws, then this is a civilized society. Do the American society stick with the Ten Commandments?
No.
I can tell you dating is outside of these commandments. I can tell you having babies out of marriage is outside of these commandments. I can tell you that going to bed while you're not married, this is outside of these commandments. Actually, this is opposite. The commands orders the opposite. The Ten Commandments order the opposite. Orders girls not to have romance before marriage or without marriage. That's an order. Are we doing the same here in the United States or opposite? We're doing the opposite. So not even the Ten Commandments, even the ten Commandments, we're not following them. Why? Because there are people, legislate, who are other than Allah. Because there are people who make themselves small gods by making laws and taking this job away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is uncivilized society. So basically by following Sharia or Ten Commandments, sort of, then this is a civilized society. Okay? Because Allah is the main, Allah the one who made the laws. And the fifth criteria is sources of unity. Basis of unity. Okay. What is the basis of unity? What are the basis of unity here in the United States? Why are we united? What unites me from Egypt originally?
with you from Bangladesh, with her from India, with her from Pakistan.
Race. Like where you're born, where you.
We're white Americans, even. What unites us all as Americans? Of course, definitely is not the color, because we have different colors. It's not the race, because we have different races. Well, that does not unite us.
Yeah, there's different laws per state, like there's state laws.
We're under the same laws still. Does not make us united. We are united here, we are in the United States here. We're united based on the rich, comfortable, fulfilling life. That is the basis of our unity. Because we're having a what? Rich, comfortable, fulfilling life, all right? And we want our kids to inherit that lifestyle. So that is what uniting us. Do you know that the director of the CIA, the former director of the CIA, is that the former, one of the former directors of the CIA said that the threat of recession is much worse than the threat of terrorism. You see, the threat of recession is much more than the threat of terrorism. Do you understand the meaning of this?
No.
So, it means that when there is recession, there is a problem that the United States may collapse and get divided into separate states. Okay, why? Because when there is no economy, people start disconnect. People of different states start disconnecting. You understand what I'm saying? So, the basis of our unity, nice. Doodle. The basis of unity is what? Is in our case, or if we base our unity on race, race depends on what? Mud. When Allah created Adam, he went, they asked the angel to bring him a piece of every kind of mud.
So he didn't have a race?
So that all races are built in his DNA. Okay? And he gave birth to all kinds of races that he said, the white, the black, the yellow, the red, the blah, blah. Okay? So he gave, all right? So if we unite based on the race, is the race coming from mud or coming from heaven? So if we are united based on race, then we are united based on earthly value or heavenly value? We're united based on what?
Earthly
values, not heavenly values. Got it? So when we are united here in the United States based on the rich, comfortable, fulfilling life that we all want to be part of, when you're uniting based on this, is that an earthly value or a heavenly value? Having rich life.
Earthly
value, right? Because it's all about money. Okay, money belongs to earth. Money, there's no money in heaven. Okay, so that is uncivilized. This is one of the uncivilized, one of the treaty of the uncivilized criteria. One of the uncivilized criteria is to judge the basis of unity. So what are the basis of unity then? If the basis of unity is heavenly, how could the basis of unity be heavenly? If we are united on earthly, on heavenly, means that if we're united on religion, for example. Religion comes from where? Heaven. So if we're united based on religion, then?
Heaven.
If we are united by the Ten Commandments, then we are united based on heavenly or earthly values? Heavenly values. Because the Ten Commandments come from up or down? Coming from up. You see? If we are united based on that, then we are united, we are civilized the society. Uniting about heavenly values. Otherwise, we would be uncivilized society united on earthly values such as the race. What's the difference in the race? What's the difference between the Egyptian mud and the European mud? Europeans are united based on race. Egyptians were united based on race. So one piece of mud is not better than the other. When we have, we're united based on moral values, then that's a civilized society. When you're united based on race, based on money, based on economy, based on rich, comfortable, fulfilling life that we want to live and we want our children to live, if we're united based on that, that's an earthly value. That's an earthly, that's a sign of being not civilized. That's a sign of being not civilized. Okay. How about the last thing is the global inequality? By the way, I figured out who's the second world.
Yeah, it turns out China is third world.
Yes, not only China, no, China is second.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the former communist countries of Eastern Europe and the former Union of the Soviet Social Republic, USSR, which are Moldova, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Russia, and Azerbaijan, Georgia, Ukraine, China.
I cannot write.
Second world. No,
what about Afghanistan?
Third. Okay. So the sixth criteria is to judge now, this is to judge humans, all humans, is the distribution of wealth. Distribution of wealth and distribution of power. Okay? Distribution of wealth within a society. Okay? Within a society. And distribution of wealth in the globe. Do you know that the richest 1% of the world hold 48% of global wealth? Almost half. 1% of the Earth population own 50% of the world wealth, of the Earth wealth, or the world's wealth. You imagine that? They say 80 individuals have as much as 3.5 billion people have. So 80 individuals on the globe, on the Earth, on the Earth, or like in our world, 80 individuals own more than 3.5 billion people have. So if you count how much wealth 3.5 billion people have, you will see that 80 rich guys. So, do you understand? You're following me? 80 individuals own more wealth than half of the world wealth. More than 3.5 billions have. So if we have 3.5 billion people, we'll put them in a room, they own, and their wealth, okay, we put them in a room with their wealth. And we bring those 80 individuals, put them in another room with their wealth, okay? The 80 individuals have more wealth than the 3.5 billion. Do you get it? See, which is the criteria of the distribution of money and wealth. Distribution of money and wealth. And you can also say corruption. Same thing. Distribution of money and wealth. Hint or whatever it is, i.e. corruption. Okay? So that's the distribution of wealth is highly, highly, highly unequal. Within a society and within the world. Okay? Even in the United States. Do you know that? In the United States, there are very few rich and the rest of us are nobodies. You know that? You know that in the United States? You know that about the United States? That the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer, and very, very few rich people hold the power and wealth. Hold the power and wealth. So the distribution of wealth and power. Corruption. You know how people in a corrupt system. Okay, let me tell you about the corrupt system, for example, in Egypt. The corrupt system in Egypt is based on the following. It's based on something called 3%.
something called what? 3%. What is that 3%? It is that 3% of the society, okay, hold so much power and wealth, okay, more than 80% of the society. Or I'm sorry, more than 97% of the society. Basically, if I am the president of Egypt, I would hire you to take care of the interior issues, and hire you to take care of the exterior issues, and hire you to take care of journalism and publications. And I will give every one of you so much money that you would be very loyal to me. If I can give you like $1 million a month, literally. Literally. If I give you $1 million a month, wouldn't be loyal to me? Yes, you will. Would you want me to die or somebody else take the position away from me? No. You got that? So this is 3% are given so much monopoly on earth and on wealth and power, okay? And the president will select them and give them so much money and so much power so that they rule the country with him, so that they are very loyal to him, so that they control the rest of the society. So this 3% have so much money and power that they control the rest of the society. And those are very loyal to the president because the president gives them unbelievable amount of money and unbelievable amount of money and power. You understand that? Okay, here we go. Mubarak selects 33% of the society, okay, and give them so much money and power to be loyal to him. Even if their own father tries to oppose Mubarak, they kill their own father. That's how terrible it is. And then they are going to control the rest of the Egyptians. They are going to control the rest of the Egyptians. Okay? So Mubarak doesn't have to worry about controlling different areas. He has a guy in every position that takes care of this area. You got it? That's called ruling by the 3% ratio. Okay? And in this, the 3% of the people get 80% of the national income, and 97% get 20%. You understand that? 3% own 80%. 97% own 20%. This is what? Very corrupt distribution of power, wealth, and power. So if the Muslim country was doing the worst in this area, really the worst, which is an important area to judge civilization. Inshallah, I'll see you next time.
Stop it.